Despite some high-profile store closures like Toys R Us, brick-and-mortar retail is actually as healthy as it's ever been in Northeast Florida. Here with more on the record-setting time for retail is Jacksonville Daily Record reporter David Cotton. I'm Jessica Palumbo, and that's this week's Business Brief. David, there's a report just out from Colliers International. What is Colliers?
Colliers is an international commercial real estate firm. It's about 2 billion square feet of commercial space that they manage across this country and several others.
And they broker deals between developers and people looking to invest in real estate.
Absolutely. When you see big Publix's going up or, you know, another big box store and the surrounding commercial real estate there, they're behind those transactions.
So they definitely have the pulse of what's going on in retail in Northeast Florida, and they say it's pretty, pretty good.
Jessica, one thing that we noticed was occupancy and average rental rates are at record levels. 96% on occupancy rates. They're getting about $14.80 per square foot, which is a record. Construction is historically low, though, resulting in some conservative approaches to expansion. And what that means basically is, while there is less commercial space right now, they're still getting more value out of the commercial space that they have.
And we actually spoke with Jason Riles, who is a vice president over the retail division in Northeast Florida for Colliers. And he said for the first time in a long time, they're actually seeing new construction.
As vacancy rates have dropped and rents have increased, developers can actually build new product now instead of just releasing old product that was existing.
So I think just hearing that retail is doing really, really well might be surprising to a layperson who's like, wait, I do all my shopping online. But as Jason explained, retail has always been a transformative industry, and it's always finding a new way to reinvent itself.
Retail is transitioning into entertainment. Instead of boxes of soft goods, of jeans and shirts and appliances, it'll be Drew Brees' new concept at Regency with the trampoline and the rock climbing.
So we've got iFly going up next to the Topgolf place. So that is still retail. That is still a transaction that's happening. And that type of experience is in high demand right now.
And of course, as the report says, also in high demand is groceries. With an expanding population and people looking for more variety in the types of groceries that they're buying, they're willing to go to more than one grocery store for different things. Where are we seeing that play out?
We're seeing it play out all across Duval County and into St. John's County as well. And not just your grocery stores that we're familiar with. We're seeing new competitors enter the market, Earth Fare, Sprouts. And what's great about grocery stores is that means along with those developments, there's going to be a haircut place, a nail salon, maybe a restaurant tied to that. So those bring instant foot traffic for these other smaller retailers and then providing more amenities, more services for what we see in Jacksonville and in St. John's County is a growing population.
There's more on the report on retail at WJCT.org. That's Jacksonville Daily Record reporter David Cotton, and I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo. That's this week's Business Brief.